Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. What about those who have trouble doing that on a daily basis? Well, I want to offer you a little parable. It comes in the form of a children's book. It's a book that we have read to our granddaughters since Noelle was born 9 years ago. So I want to share that with you as a parable this morning, and then a little more after that. The book is I Love You, Stinky Face. Mama said, I love you, my wonderful child, but I had a question. Mama, what if I were a big scary ape? Would you still love me then? If you were a big scary ape, I would make a birthday cake out of bananas, and I would tell you, I love you, my big scary ape. But mama, what if I were a super smelly skunk and I smelled so bad that my name was Stinky Face? Then I'd plunk you in a bubble bath, but if you still smelled stinky, I wouldn't mind. I would whisper in your ear, I love you, Stinky Face. But mama, what if I were an alligator with big sharp teeth? I'd buy you a bigger toothbrush. And if your throat hurt, I'd look inside your huge mouth and I'd tell you, I love you, my dangerous alligator. But mama, what if I were a terrible meat-eating dinosaur? Then I'd make a mountain of hamburgers just for you to eat. And I'd say, I love you, my sweet, terrible dinosaur. But mama, what if I were a swamp creature with slimy, smelly seaweed hanging all over my body? Then I'd live by the swamp and take care of you always. And I'd tell you, I love you, my slimy swamp monster. But mama, what if I were a green alien from Mars and I ate bugs instead of peanut butter? Then I would fill your lunchbox with spiders and ants and the tastiest bugs you ever had. And I'd pack a note with all the bugs that said, I love you, my little greenie. Bon appetit. But mama, what if I were a one-eyed monster? Then I would look right into your one eye and say, I love you. And I would sing to you until your one droopy eyelid finally closed and you fell fast asleep. I love you, mama. I love you too, my wonderful child. Lord, who am I? Who am I to question your commandments, to question your laws and the way you have paved for me to follow? Who am I to question your will and desires for me? Who am I to question and discount your love for me? Who am I to question you, the great I am? Who am I to bend and break your laws, to think that I know what is better for me than you do? Who am I to bend and distort your love to conform to my twisted desires, my misguided wants, and my selfish impulses? You don't force me to subscribe to what is best for me. You do not coerce me to submit to living the way that will give me life. Life everlasting, where I will be eternal like you. You don't force me into anything. You merely offer me to choose what I think is best for me. And not only do you offer me the choice, you give me the gift to freely choose you. You're a marvel. If I fail and falter with my choice, you don't abandon me to suffer my consequences alone. You have waiting for me your promise to save me from my selfish desires, to save me from myself. You promise mercy. And your mercy waits for me to catch sight of me and then rush to rescue me. You catch sight of me as I appear on that distant horizon, stumbling on my way to you. And there you stand, with the robe of salvation ready to drape around my shoulders. A robe that's woven from the strands of your law, of your mercy, and your love. And as I fall into your weary embrace, as I fall into your embrace, weary from the weight of my selfishness, you gently speak to my heart, and you say, "Come, see what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, and what heart has not felt. Welcome to what I have prepared for you since the dawn of time." And I raise my eyes to meet your loving gaze, and I ask, "Lord, who am I? Who am I to deserve you?" And you hold me close, and you say to me, "You are mine. I love you, stinky face." The Lord gives, and the Lord gives, and the Lord gives. Blessed be the Lord. And the church says,